International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And guess what? It is a setup. The Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can hear solutions, insight, revelation, and receive the enlightenment that you've been seeking and possibly praying about for your life. And I can truly say after listening to this recording today that your life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are having a great day. I am doing really great, have had a really wonderful week. And in the U.S., we are celebrating Memorial Day. So it is a holiday weekend for us. And this is the time when we remember people who have served our country in the military who have died for us. So it is a long weekend. So we have Saturday, Sunday, Monday that we celebrate. And so I really just want to say a special thank you to all of the folks who have served and who are currently serving and preserving and protecting our country and our freedom. So I just want to give a shout out to all of you. Well, how many of you are coming to my Transforming Strategic Breakthrough Miracle Weekend in August? Let me see your hands. I would love for you to join me here in Atlanta on August the 15th and 16th. I'm getting so many of you who are signing up and coming, and I'm really excited about it. I just got a couple of questions for you. Are you tired of trying to do it by yourself? Let me see your hands. Are you ready for change, but you need help with the process? Or possibly you are a baby boomer and you want to make the second half of your life better than the first? Or are you ready to attract the love of your life and begin creating and sharing a powerful life? Or lastly, have you been thinking about starting your own business and you need a business model? Or you just might be playing sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then, you know, this miracle workshop is for you. And it is a real how to create the life of your dreams workshop. And the reason that Pete and I are calling it a miracle workshop, because when you begin to align yourself with universal success principles, which we're going to be teaching, coupled with strategic action, really your life will, it'll seem like a dream and a miracle. And for me, you know, you've heard me say, this is not theory, this is not textbook or work, but this is something that I live. It's my being. It's who I am. And I know the same thing with Pete. So this is the way it goes. On Friday, I'm going to have a meet and greet from 7 until 8 p.m. So that means if you're working on Friday, that's cool. Just relax. You can just drive in early Saturday morning. So on Saturday the 15th from 9 until 4, Pete and I are going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching on beliefs, finding out what those core beliefs are, how to change them, because you know, your beliefs have been imprinted on your subconscious. So we're going to be dealing with that. Peter's going to be talking about how to use the law of attraction. On that second day, I'm going to be talking to you about how to develop a business plan, how to develop a detailed action plan for your number one intention, how to develop a 30, 60-day action plan. And you actually are going to be writing out and leaving with your own personal 30, 60, and 90-day action plan. And of course, you're going to be receiving personalized support from us that you probably need to birth your number one goal. And so I really would like for you to just go to my website, check it out, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Register now, because you know participation is subject to availability. You're going to receive a workbook, and then that Saturday night, since we're going to be having it at the tallest hotel in the South, the Westin Peachtree Plaza, we're going to all have dinner together. It's called the Sundown Restaurant, and it revolves around the city. And I just love eating there. And so you will be with like-minded people. And I can guarantee, if you come and you do the work and you execute the action plans, you will begin living the life of your dreams and really creating miracles. All right, so that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So let me get started with my tip for the week. Oh, before I do that, let me remind you that I now have a payment plan for my 6-month and yearly coaching. And once again, while you're on my website, you can look under products and take a look at that. So this is my tip for the week. You know, I don't believe that change really has to take a long time. Really, after you make the decision that you are going to change and that you're going to do whatever it takes, you're willing to do whatever it takes, or you're willing to pay the price to manifest that change, I believe that coupled with the Spirit of God, that change happens quickly. So I want to give you a little tip. You know, one of my mentors told me every little thing you do shifts your spirit and your subconscious. And you know that your programs and beliefs determine how your life is going to go. How many of you know that? And everything that is really happening in your life right now is a result of the beliefs within your heart, your spirit, or your subconscious. So really, until you admit and own that your life is a product of your beliefs of the heart, then you're going to keep repeating the same thing. And we're sick and tired of that, right? Let me see your hands. Okay, so here is just a simple exercise that you can do nightly to begin to reprogram your thinking and your life. So I want you to get you a notebook, or you can use your iPad, but I like to have a just little notebook by my bed at in the evening. And this notebook is going to be used exclusively for you to rewrite your story. So I want you to choose one area that you really desire to change. It might be weight, more money, changing your attitude, career change. I don't know what it is, but choose one area. And so for the next 30 days, I want you to do this. So really, every night you're going to be writing a new story about your life. So you're going to choose the area, and I want you to write out an affirmation or a declaration 3 times. And it must be in the present tense. It must be positive and emotional. So an example of that might be, I am grateful that my finances are increasing more and more. Or, I am excited that I am making healthier food choices daily. or each day I am learning to love myself and my life more and more and attracting all that is good into my life. Can you see that? So you're going to write that out three times. And I'm going to say, I think you need to say it three times. So you're going to write it three times, and then you're going to say it out loud with all of the belief, emotion, and feeling that you can muster. Because, you know, writing is a form of prayer. And when you do it just before you go to bed at night, it really affects your dream cycle. And I believe that, you know, as you're drifting off to sleep, that that's when your subconscious is more relaxed. And that's when the spirit can really speak to you. How many of you have ever had an issue or a problem, and then when you woke up the next morning, on the inside of you, you had the answer? So you're going to do that. In that same notebook, I want you to write this and repeat it out loud every night. This is what I have. As of, and then you put the date, I make the conscious, deliberate choice to transform my mind and beliefs, and it is my intention and expectation that I will reach this goal. So I would put, as of May, whatever today's date is, I, Constance Arnold, make the conscious, deliberate choice to transform my mind and beliefs. And I believe that with this intention and expectation that I will reach this goal. And then you're going to simply drift off to sleep. And so remember, you're not just hoping, you're not just wishing and hoping, you're taking deliberate steps. So when you wake up in the morning, because you're still in the alpha state, you know how we wake up really sleepy. You're still in that alpha state. You can just sort of roll over, pick up that notebook, you know, and those same three intentions that you wrote the night before, you can just simply acknowledge them. God, I thank you today that I am making healthier food choices. Because you're still in that alpha state, so you're going to repeat it three times. So does everybody understand how you're going to do that? So that means on night two, you're going to write a different affirmation or a different declaration out three times, and then you're going to say it out loud, and then you're going to drift off to sleep with faith and expectation. And then when you get up the next day, you're going to say, thank you, God, for whatever you wrote out the night before. So we're going to do that for 30 days, and that's just a simple way for you to begin to reprogram your spirit, for you to begin to imprint. You know, when you get a tattoo, it stays there permanently, and you know that the subconscious really is most moved by emotion, by repetition, and by imagination. All righty, so that's my quick tip of the week. I know that's really going to help you. I have a great guest in store for you. We're going to be talking about how to expand your consciousness of abundance. Does anybody want to know that? Well, I want you to stay tuned, and I'll be right back after these quick commercials.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest for the third time. And you know that if I asked you to come back three times, I think I've only asked Jack Canfield, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, and maybe Peter Adams. But my very special guest today is Richard Harper, and he is the author of Consciously Wealthy, Developing a Rich Mind to Make Power Moves. He's a pastor, he's an entrepreneur, he's a teacher, he's a motivational speaker, and today he's going to be sharing with us about expanding consciousness of abundance. So, Richard Harper, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a joy to come back to be with you and your audience.
Well, what have you been up to, Richard?
Oh, there's so many things going on. I've been touring. I've been on a tour with some great speakers. Mm-hmm. And it's entitled the Pray and Grow Richer Tour. So we've been touring with that. Also, I was just on stage with Mr. Les Brown.
Wow.
Mamie Brown's baby boy. And that was an exciting experience. So that, you know, right now the biggest thing is that we're touring and we've got so many other things that we're working on. And we're trying to sit still to begin our next book. But so much is just coming at me. Mm-hmm. So many different opportunities. And I know in the next few days, I've actually just accepted an offer to join a morning radio, talk radio show that will be broadcasting out of Houston and as well as online. So we'll be doing that on morning talk. So that'll be something new for me, going in at from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So wow. A lot of exciting things are taking place right now.
And so, Richard, are you surprised at any of this, or was there a knowing on the inside of you that this would happen?
You know what? There was a knowing. I do this thing where we've heard it before, fake it until you make it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I put things in my bio that I may not actually be doing. I may not actually, you know, there was a time some of these things I actually was not doing. You know, like we would say he's the author of the anticipated book. And for so long, it's a media personality because I did host an online radio show through Blog Talk. Mm-hmm. A few years back. So I always had in my bio that I was this media personality and all of these opportunities that were in my bio. And it's so amazing that they're happening now. And that's because people read my bio all across the country and everywhere that I go to speak. So they just kind of add their energy in with mine, and we come into agreement, and here it is. So I really don't have a reason to be shocked or surprised at all. You know, we've been calling these things forth for quite some time now.
Right. And I'm not at all surprised. And I'm just going to say this. Richard and I, we're going to be doing something together. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
And I will say I am very extremely careful who I collaborate with. It has to be by the Spirit. So just stay tuned, everybody. But okay, Richard, are you going to be talking about expanding consciousness of abundance? So I'm just going to let you go ahead and get started with some principles from that.
Okay, yes. It's important as we are, as individuals are looking to live the abundant life or come into a plane of more abundance, that they must begin to increase in their consciousness or increase in their sense of awareness. That I always say you cannot materialize what you have not realized. Mm-hmm. And there are many people that are frustrated right now because they want so many things to take place in their life and all of these wonderful things to take place, but it's going to happen through the development of consciousness. You know, I come from that Pentecostal church background where we, you know, we went through our spiritual calisthenics and mm-hmm. we ran and shouted and jumped. And if that was going to do it, it would have been done by now. That was part of it. The praise, of course, increases our frequency, our energy, to believe more in the idea. But we've got to do some other things to begin to expand our consciousness. And so the development of consciousness requires self-awareness, self-knowledge, and also you must have some knowledge of how the divine mind evolves even within us. And this takes a large amount of time that we must put in prayer and meditation and silence. So one of the first steps that I take in talking about expanding consciousness and expanding my awareness is accepting right ideas about myself. You know, when I go to speak, I always talk about this. You've got to accept right ideas about yourself. And that's what righteousness is. It's right thinking. So you've got to accept those right ideas about yourself. You only get in your life what you are aware of. If your awareness is poverty, if your awareness is fear, if your awareness is the outer rather than the inner, those things, then that is what you will begin to materialize more of in your life, in your world, and in your affairs. So the first step for me is to begin to accept right ideas about myself. We have gotten so many bad ideas about ourselves.
So people, true.
Yeah, we have a lot of bad opinions about ourselves, wrong thinking about ourselves. So now I've got to reject and cleanse out all of these thieves that are in my temple. You know, Christ came and he cleared out the thieves in the temple. So through Christ consciousness, we want to clear out and cleanse out all of the thieves and the robbers, those mental thieves and robbers, which are actually wrong ideas. And those ideas, you know, somebody said, well, what's the right idea and what's the wrong idea? You know, an idea that you're poor, an idea mm-hmm. that you're broke, an idea that you are sick, an idea that there's no good in you. There is good in all of us. And within ourselves, there is God, there is divine within all of us, whether we recognize it or not. And these ideas of life, of love, of power, are already encoded within us. So actually, it's nothing that you have to learn. These are just things that you have to accept. And so God, or if we say divine mind, is trying to, you know, get these or convey these ideas over to us. So it's up to us to accept the right ideas, accept the right idea that I am wealthy, that I am healthy, that I deserve to be happy, that I deserve to be abundant, to live in abundance, that I deserve to be prosperous. So it all begins with accepting the right idea about yourself.
And you know, when you say that, the word that comes to me also is identity.
Yes.
You know that I am beautiful. And since I'm a woman, you know, there's so much pressure on women to be beautiful and thin and, you know, look like the movie stars. But identifying that I'm a child of God, that God loves me, you know, that I'm unique and special. And so I really want to encourage listeners to really take the time to embrace what Richard is talking about. So would that take time or introspection? How would a person do that?
It does. It takes time beginning to accept prayer, meditation. Meditation is so important. And then when you talk about spiritual identity, you said identity and you said, I am beautiful. I am is our spiritual identity. I am is the Christ mind. God is I am, but we as human beings or humankind, we are also the I am, because the I am is within us. And within the I am, there is life, there is love, there is wisdom, there is prosperity. All of these things are encoded within the I am. So we've got to begin to accept the I am presence and begin to accept the fact that I am divine. Okay. You know, that you are just not a human being, but you are a spiritual being having a physical experience. But the flip side of that is we are human beings also experiencing a spiritual experience. Expanding in consciousness or in awareness, it does take time because it's a spiritual process.
So true.
It's a spiritual process, and intellect is a part of it, but intellect really doesn't have anything to do with it, because we expand in our awareness through a wisdom. There's an inner wisdom, there's an inner knowing that I'm supposed to be this, that I'm supposed to be on that stage. Every person has some knowing within themselves that I'm supposed to live this type of life. Whether they shy away from it or turn away from it, spirit is always prompting and nudging us to these ideas, these truth ideas within ourselves. So intellect serves the law. Intellect always serves its principle. So whatever law or whatever wisdom feeds the intellect, that is the order that it will begin to follow. So we've got to turn to these truth principles and these truth ideas within our minds, within our conscious mind, and begin to develop our consciousness so that we can demonstrate and materialize all the good that God has afforded us, and that we can overcome all of the things that are happening within our physical world, those challenges that we have in our physical world. So it takes time. It takes daily meditation, meditating daily. It takes using truth statements, statements that says, one of my favorites by Catherine Ponder is everyone and everything prospers me now, and I prosper everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. Or statements that say, I now release and am released from everything and everybody that is no longer a part of the divine plan of my life. You don't have to use Catherine Ponder's or anybody else's. You can develop truth statements about yourself, your I am statements, and begin to affirm those statements, make those things firm. And you continue to say them and meditate on them until they become part of you. And one of the first things you need to start with is knowing that there is no separation between you and God.
Oh, yeah. That's so
there
good.
There is no separation between you and God. And we use a lot of separation language. We use a lot of conversation where we put God so high and as if we are so low, when we don't realize that we are one with God. We are in God, and God is within us. And when we begin to realize that's what the I am is, the I am is the higher self, the I am is your spiritual self. And this is the voice that you've got to begin to turn within through the meditation. You can be healed in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things, ideas, and opinions, negative thoughts, and all of these things can be dissolved through meditation. Our mind is a field of energy. It's right there in the center of the brain, but it's not confined to the physical body, because our minds can be in the past, our minds can be in the present, or our minds could be out there in the future.
And so, Richard, when you say meditate, give us an example. What, you know, because there are so many beliefs around meditation.
Sure, sure.
So what would that look like for someone?
You know what? What I do, what I've done, there are people that use CDs, and certainly, you know, it's cut out for you now. You can use CDs. Mm-hmm. You can go to Google and print out meditations. That's not what I choose to do. What I do, you know, may not be right for some or may be right for others. I sit in silence. I practice silence. I practice the presence. I sit, I focus on my breathing, and I allow spirit to bring thoughts, to bring images to me. I don't try to judge them. I don't try to discern them or figure them out. I allow spirit as I go in. You've got to learn to put a question out there. And really, you know, that's why a lot of affirmations don't work for people is because we say these things that we really don't believe.
Absolutely.
So we've got to begin to question ourselves. Why is this true for me? Why is it true for me that I'm wealthy? You know, why am I so wealthy? Why am I so beautiful? Because when you start asking questions, it gets the brain going. So you've got to begin to, you know, as you sit down, you know, and you begin to meditate, if you put out a question out there, expect an answer from spirit. You know, not how questions, but why questions. Because we're never concerned with how it's going to be done, because spirit has already done it.
So true.
So why am I so healthy? Why am I so beautiful? And then I sit in the silence and I wait for the answer. I wait for the inspiration. I wait for the strategy. Sometimes it's not that for me. Sometimes I'm just scattered. Things mm-hmm. are just swirling around my head. Things are going on around me. And I pray a lot. I've spent a lot of hours in prayer, but meditation gets stuff done so fast for me when I just sit still and I just wait in his presence, and I wait in the presence, and in that silence, things begin to change. My attitude, my energy, my focus, all of these things are just changed for me because, you know, spirit, God just begins to move all over you and begin to move things out of the way. And sometimes you've got to do that two or three times before you get it right.
So true. So what else can people begin to do to expand their consciousness of abundance?
Yes, ideas. Remember, it begins with accepting right ideas about yourself. When the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My renewal is really just get some new stuff to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get some new things to think about, some new things. Mind, or let me say conscious expansion, as I said earlier, it requires self-knowledge. You got to know something about yourself. This is why you got to sit in the silence and discern yourself and begin to get in touch with yourself, and you got to have that knowledge about yourself, knowing this about yourself. So you begin to use meditation, but you can also begin to do other things to what I call vision expansions. You know, pick up books about luxury things, or look mm-hmm. through luxury magazines, or watch luxury shows. If it's about healing, you know, I use scriptures. I choose to use scriptures. You can find more of scriptures about healing. Or begin to develop an image of what a healthy you looks like, because this is about self-knowledge. This is nobody but you and God. It's only you and spirit. So not what health looks like for anybody else, but what does health look like for you? Because health, you know, for somebody else may be big muscles and chiseled frame and whatever, but maybe that's not what health will look like for you. You could be perfectly healthy and you may not have a muscular defined body. So that's something that takes us into negativity, because we try to define ourselves by other people's definitions. So you've got to begin to get some things or some ideas. What does it look like for you? What does abundance look like for you? You know, what abundance looks like to me, what a lot of money looks like to me may not be what a lot of money looks like to you. You know, some people, a lot of them having a lot of money is them paying all of their family members, you know, bills and take care of their family. Some people don't like their family like that. So I mean, that's not a good picture for them. And they cut off at that moment because they don't like their relatives and they're really not concerned with, you know, paying their relatives' bills. They really couldn't give a flip about their family and they need more healing on another side. But wealth to them may be them just having more freedom. So you've got to begin to look at these things and identify what this looks like for you.
And, you know, Richard, you know, when you said expanding your vision, you know, I subscribe to all kind of luxury magazines and I look. And so one day I saw Pink Diamond. I'm like, okay. And I started researching it, looking at it. When I went to Tiffany's, I looked at it. And that's just an example of me just expanding my consciousness in a different area. You know, maybe someone who loves to travel, they could go on the internet and just start looking at, I don't know, Fiji or wherever you desire to go, Dubai. We have lots of people listening from Dubai, and just start seeing that and feeling that.
Yes, seeing it and feeling it. I you know, I always draw from that great metaphysical book of Genesis, one of the greatest metaphysical books there is. The whole Bible is so powerful. But Genesis 13, when Abram separates from Lot, and, you know, I won't go into all of that. But when he separates from Lot, Lot chooses the good part. And Lot represents the immature faith, or shall I say the flesh, faith in the flesh, that will choose those things that seems like it's perfect, it's right. But in the end, they find out that it wasn't so good because he chose Sodom and Gomorrah. And the story says that eventually the Bible tells us that God was angry, of course, with Sodom and Gomorrah, and this land was destroyed. And Abram was left with Canaan, and Canaan means the lowland. And God says to him, he makes him a promise. He says, Abram, as far as your eye can see, I have given it to you. As far as your eye can see, not looking with your physical mind's eyes, not looking in that physical eye, but that's why we turn within so we can begin to see through the eyes of spirit. And if we can expand in our vision or in our awareness, then we can have those greater things, because the Canaan, which was the lowland, became the promised land. And that's an encouragement. I want to encourage somebody with that. Mm-hmm. What you're looking at right now may look like a lowland. It may not look like it was the best place to be in, but your lowland can turn into your promised land through your own sense of awareness. It doesn't matter what other people see, but it matters what you see. And, you know, God first says to Abram, he says, lift up your eyes and look around you. Look northward. Look southward, look eastward, look westward, look out, look all around you, look within you, look from without of you, look in spirit, look in your own consciousness, look within these places. And what will begin to happen is as you begin to lift up your eyes, you're looking beyond what you see in front of you. And that's what we begin to do when we expand in our consciousness, is we've got to begin to look beyond what we see in front of us. And divine mind gives us divine ideas. And there are things that we don't really know about ourselves, there are things that we don't may not have realized that you could have this, that you can be this, and you could do this. But you've got to begin to look, because indeed, you're getting in your life and in your experience what you're able to see. So why expanding in consciousness is so important to me is so that I can look beyond what I see. And then after he tells him, after God says, you know, for all the land you see, that I've given it to you and I've given it to your seed, he says, arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee, which suggests to me creative visualization. I've given you meditation, I've given you prayer, but now here we are with visualization. We're furthering this with visualization about what does abundance look like for you? What does healing look like to you? What does a great relationship or marriage, what does that look like to you? What does owning your own business or being a successful entrepreneur or whatever career you're in, what does this look like to you? So when he says walk through the land, you've got to begin to mentally walk through there. The great Reverend Ike said you've got to get your mind in there before you get your behind in there. So you've got to begin to walk through the land. And he said, walk the length of it, walk the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Your own God awareness, your own God consciousness will give it to you, whatever you begin to see. Because God creates through ideating. He ideates ideas, divine ideas. He gives us ideas, and those ideas through mind, they begin to express within our lives. But you've got stumbling blocks that keeps you from walking through the land. When you study Canaan not only was a lowland, but there were giants in that land. There were things to overcome. There were challenges present in Canaan. And so some of these stumbling blocks we have thought barriers that come from our childhood, that come from our education, that also come from our own beliefs about ourselves. Secondly, we lack the faith in our oneness with God. Most of us are still seeing God up here. Get that old Hollywood image of God out of your mind. You know, that European dude from London with the long beard and the long white robe and the sandals and all of this. Get that out of your mind. Get that image out of your mind and know that God is, that you have oneness with God. You are on point with God and God is on point with you. And you got to, you know, the other thing is what you're focusing on. That's a giant as you begin to walk in your land. Focusing and focusing and imagining all of the undesirable things. All of the things that can happen, all of the things that can cause you to fear, you know, beginning to also believe in all of the adverse conditions. You've got to get away from all of those things and the belief that if you don't have certain things, that things can't happen. I don't have enough money. I don't have the education. These things will continue to limit you and hinder you in the expansion of your consciousness. We have challenges. We all have challenges. Even the teachers of these principles, we all have challenges. I had a great teacher who asked me the other day, why on earth was I in her class after she read my book? I said, because sometimes I struggle with the same stuff that I teach.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I can so relate to that because sometimes I go back and listen to myself. And I'm like, okay, Constance, you taught this. Mm-hmm. So now just walk it out. And I'm so glad you're sharing this because what people focus on, I get a lot of emails from people, you know, who live in third world countries. And they're like, well, you know, you live in the West and you have more. But no matter where you are in your mind, you can be any place you desire to be.
That's right. The first thing you got to do is let me speak to that.
Okay.
Is you've got to, you know, build up a positive attitude on the subconscious level of your mind. I mean, subconscious, this has not got, not only in just your awareness of what you see in front of you, you've got to bury this positive attitude. You got to program it deep on the inside of you. And it begins with you guarding your conscious thinking. Guard your thinking. Change what you're thinking about. We always say change your thinking and change your world. But the other step of that is you know, your thinking is also attached with how you feel. Mm-hmm. You've got to refuse to accept all of the bad or negative, let me use that word, negative or self-destructive ideas about yourself and about your life. And you've got to take the time every day. This is a daily practice. Every day, you've got to take time, if I could use this word, to program your subconscious mind with these positive, good ideas, rich ideas about yourself. And as you do this, you begin to establish new patterns about yourself within yourselves. So we can handle all of the patterns, these life patterns that we have through our conscious mind. And when the patterns come up, when these negative ideas come up, self-destructive ideas come up, you got to stop accepting them as a reality for yourself. You know, you can be healed through your own consciousness, through the presence of God. You can be healed because God is the natural healing agency within us. God is a natural healing agency within us. So, you know, key one is you got to get maintain that positive mental attitude. It doesn't matter what's going on around you, what's happening in your life, your world, and your affairs, is you got to say, I'm not going to give in to this. I'm not going to accept this as reality for me, but I'm going to keep it up. Whatever I have to do. I have certain little songs I like to listen to. You know, Constance, my son is 2 years old.
Uh-huh, and he's adorable.
Thank you. And Carrington, when I'm taking him to school, Carrington says, Daddy, play he calls it the Beatles song. It's something, it's for Despicable Me, which is Happy. That's his song, Happy. And he'll say, Daddy, play the Beatles song. I have no idea what the Beatles are. I think they said it's something that the little characters say, a little song they sing. But he listens to Happy. And, you know, the song was always a little bit catchy, but since I get the opportunity to listen to it most mornings, that song really does change your vibration.
It really does.
You know, it does. It changes your mood. And there are certain songs that I listen to that are upbeat songs, you know, the gospel songs or whatever, and they're upbeat, and they just really get you moving. And, you know, you begin to program your subconscious mind with right ideas, with right thinking through meditation. Just use that meditation each and every day. And every day you've got to sublimate. You got to get rid of those negative self-conscious, subconscious patterns with meditation. And in meditation, the natural healing presence of God will begin to come through you subconsciously and through your conscious mind, and will begin to bring healing into your life. Healing where you've been broken.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Richard, I can tell that you spend a lot of time in meditation and prayer. And you know, sometimes people like to know, well, what do you do every day? I want to be like you. I said, oh, really? You know, so every day, even when I don't feel anything, even when I would much rather sleep, I made a quality decision. Every day I'm going to meditate. Every day I'm going to speak out declarations. Every day I'm going to visualize. And I can tell just from your lifestyle that every day you make a decision to do that, right?
I do. Every day. I get faced with challenges. Things just come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thank God that I have, you know, my beautiful wife. Also, sometimes I don't think she listens to me, but she really listens to what I teach. I know she's listening.
And so, Richard, women, we always listen. We talk a lot, but we listen also.
She always listens, and she's always my constant reminder of, well, you said this, and you taught this, and, you know, you've got to change this, and always reminding me about that law of mind action, you know, that whatever I'm thinking about and focusing on will begin to, you know, take place in my life. So, yes, every day this is something that I have to do. Sometimes, things just pop up and I'm about to, you know, go into that panic mode, that reaction mode, and immediately I have to stop and I have to get quiet and turn the phone off, or, you know, turn the vibrator off of the phone even, and just sit still and go into a moment of meditation not thinking about the problem, not focusing on the issue, not really thinking about anything, not asking for anything, but just sitting in the presence and allowing the presence of God to begin to, you know, elevate within me. And as the presence of God within me begins to elevate and begins to expand within me, then I begin to expand within my consciousness. The thing that people don't understand about consciousness is that you slip between states of consciousness all day long. Mm-hmm. Don't think, you know, I never tell anybody that you're going to stay in this form of spiritual thinking all day long. No, we go from positive consciousness to sense consciousness to Christ consciousness. We go through all of these forms of consciousness, these modes of consciousness throughout the day as things begin to happen within our lives. You know, we slip in and out because that's the human side of us. So we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in that and become so, you know, rigid about it. It happens. Don't judge it. Just say, okay, let me get it together. That's what I like to do. I don't like to judge it. I just like to get it together. So, yeah, I do that every day. It's the prayer. It's the meditation. I have certain teachers that I listen to. You know, they're on my phone and my iTunes, and I just fast forward to the meditation part. There's one particular meditation I listen to all the time, and I play it over and over and over again. And it just brings so much healing, you know, presence in my life. And it just seems like I can just jump over buildings in that moment.
I can see you jumping over a building over there all the way in Houston right now, Richard, and I'm in Atlanta. Well, yes. You know, you have given us enough that if listeners would implement just what you've shared about expanding consciousness of abundance would be life-changing. So tell us, what do you have coming up? I know your wife has a conference, and every time you are on the show, I always say, if I lived in Houston, I would come to your church.
Oh, we would love it.
And so for all of you who live in Houston, you need to find out where this man is and where his church is, and you need to attend his church. You hear the truth and the revelation and the enlightenment and the spirituality that just emanates from him.
Thank you so much. Yes, my wife does have a conference coming up on May 29th and 30th, and it's entitled the Inhale Conference. It will be held at the Hilton Post Oak Hotel in the Galleria area of Houston. So if you want to fly in, they have special room rates for you. You can find that information about the conference on our ministry website, which is richardharperministries.org. We have great speakers that are going to be there with us. And we're also excited that in the middle of the conference on Saturday, we will have a two-hour soaking worship. Now, soaking worship is what some of us may call a meditation or what have you, like a guided meditation. But we, in the soaking meditation or worship, we just listen to worship music, and everyone just goes into that place with God themselves. So it's not guided, and we have an awesome worship team that's going to be joining in with us for that. And also, there'll be a healing team there on Saturday during that. So if you're dealing with any type of issues and you want to experience the healing presence of God, we believe in miracles. So you can join us there May 29th and 30th. It's free to come, free to register. You know, so you can just go to richardharperministries.org and get information there about the conference. You can also get information about our church and come and visit one of our services. We call them worship gatherings, and we meet at 8 a.m. and we're out by 10 a.m. So we're not in all day long, and you can go to brunch and do all of that. And that information is on the website as well.
So, Richard, your book, I mean, I read your book. Of course, I downloaded it on Kindle. And tell people about your book. It's so awesome. You guys need to get his book.
What is it? Yes, we invite you to get our book. which is entitled Consciously Wealthy, Developing a Rich Mind to Make Power Moves. And that book is telling you how to expand in your conscious awareness to produce whatever it is, all the good for your life. It's not just limited to money, but it's healing, happiness, whatever it is that you want more of, more good in your life. You can go to www.consciouslywealthylife.com. That's consciouslywealthylife.com. And you can get the book there. You can see where we are and what's going on with us and different shows that we're on. You're able to get the book. And also, if you would like for me to partner with you as your life coach, I am the Prosperous Living Coach.
Huh, I like that.
Yes, I am the Prosperous Living Coach, and you can visit that website, consciouslywealthylife.com, and you can find out a little bit more about our coaching and what we will be, you know, what we have to offer for you.
So excited for you, and I'm not at all surprised. So we have about 3 minutes. What would be your last parting words with listeners all over the world today, Richard?
Listeners, I want you to remember to accept rich, happy, prosperous, abundant ideas about yourself. You will only materialize what you have realized. When you begin to realize that God is on your side, mm-hmm. and that God is on your team, that you are co-creators with God, and God wants you to live a happy, rich, prosperous, healthy, whole life. When you begin to realize that, and you focus in on those thoughts, through that vibration, you will begin to attract all of the abundance and all of the wonderful things that God has already created. They're already created through ideas. God gives us these rich ideas, and through the rich ideas, we're able to bring them into a physical manifestation. Yeah. So that's what I want to encourage you with today.
Richard Harper, thank you so much again. You are awesome. Thank you. And well, everybody, of course, you know, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And you know what I'm going to say, right? God loves you. I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.